Why are they called Mint Imperials? What's Imperial about them? I guess I've never really considered.
They're British, and that's Imperial enough.
Ah!
No, they're not. No, it isn't.
Hey, you fuck.
Hey, hi. That reminds hi. Me. Have hi, you fox. Heard of British standard measurements?
Sadly, yes.
Measured in cups?
I want to... No, cups is fucking American shit. British standard measurements are where it at. Oh, hang on, is it British standard units? I think it is. British okay. standard units.
Wait,
these are possibly the best units that you've ever heard. My internet isn't working, so I can't fucking
wait,
tell
why
you about
are you recording
them.
While we're in the main room and not the podcasting room?
Because this is my podcast and we're going to record here. Okay?
Wait, we're already podcasting?
No, we're not.
Well, we always
it just
podcast
shows that
like
Cass
this.
Is recording. Sorry I'm late, but, you know...
You're fired for that.
No, I'm sorry.
I'd like to rehire you on a significantly reduced wage.
Oh.
You're fired again.
Oh.
You're here as a guest now. Okay, here we go, right? So the main unit is a poppy seed, which is a quarter of a barley corn. Barley corn is a third of an inch. A digit is 3/4 of an inch. A finger is 7/8 of an inch. And then a yunch is 3 barley corns. A nail is 3 digits, 2.5 inches, or 1/16 of a yard. A link is 7.92 inches, or 1/100 of a chain. Basically, the thing just fucking goes on like this for ages, and you get to stuff like wapentake, which is 100 hides, or the knight's fee, which is 5 hides, where a hide is either 4 or 8 bovates. Where a bovate is the amount of land that an ox can plow in a year, and varies depending on the part of the country that you're in. And welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. My name is Catsman, and today I'm joined by Fishheads. Bunk.
Hey there.
Happy Man.
Hi.
Lotion.
His mic don't work.
I don't care. Hi. He's
I'm
here. Lotion.
Why is he here?
He's here in spirit.
I'm just gonna, be here
he always,
and chat.
He always just hangs out in Mumble. Muted.
I can fill in for Lotion instead.
You do that, Shawnee.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lotion. I'm really bored. I don't even know why I'm here.
Mixmaster Mel!
Merry Christmas.
Sounds like me during the entire podcast.
And of course, Shawnee.
Don't drink Underberg.
Underberg.
That's
what it
the
is.
Stuff that I... Yeah, that's what it's called, at least. It may look like Jägermeister, it may smell like Jägermeister, but it does not taste like Jägermeister.
Are you implying Jägermeister is a good drink?
Yes.
Well...
Yeah, I like it, actually, too. You notice that the introduction part is just a competition who can say the dumbest shit in their introduction?
Not me. I said something.
Mao takes it very seriously.
I know. Yeah. I was saying Merry Christmas. Because it's Christmas soon. Yay.
We don't have
Christmas here in Britain. We
usually
have winterval.
Usually you go out of Shut your up. Way to say the dumbest shit, Mel.
No, I don't go out of my way. It just kind of happens. Occasionally, I will go out of my way. But most of the stuff, like, when I say stupid
I've
bullshit.
Heard Mel
so
say
what's the
this,
agenda
like,
today?
20 times.
Yeah. Today, we're going to tackle the Vodya Game X Award. We're going to take a look at the news that's been going on, including some bad Kickstarters. We're going to talk about
what we Bitcoin think the... explosion?
No. Although we are going to talk about Dogecoin, the much better currency.
Oh, gosh.
Why? Just why?
Because Dogecoin, I'm mining it just because it pisses off people who own a lot of Bitcoin,
basically. This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast being this podcast is fucking done.
We're going to talk about what we think the best games of the generation have been, because Gather Your Party did that, and we want to muscle in on that.
We need to copy them, yes.
Yeah, we need to copy everything they do.
We should also say what was the worst game of this generation.
Oh, I agree with that. Let's
each
say
person,
the worst.
Each person gets one best game and one worst game.
Sounds good.
Also, we got a picture of a butt. Did anyone find the picture of a butt we were sent last time?
I saw it on iTunes.
What?
We got it on iTunes now.
Well, you know, last podcast I said, hey, if you send us a picture of a butt, then we'll make it our thumbnail.
And of course, someone did.
A picture of a butt, so I made it the thumbnail. So
whoa,
thank you.
So that's because does it, butt thumbnail.
Wait, so does it have to be their butt or just any butt?
I don't know. I didn't really specify.
Was it their? You should have specified that it should be their butt.
Okay.
Catsman. Like, was it their? I couldn't tell.
If you send us a picture of your butt, then we will feed one starving Ethiopian.
Yeah,
if we can't
better.
Get a
you
picture of this someone's butt, can we just use Dickult's butts instead?
No, Hexer's
we've
butt
seen
with
his...
video games in it.
We've seen both of those butts a lot. They're old hat.
If it's a particularly fat one, we might feed two.
You don't feed them with the butt.
I
should point this out.
I can probably get Wes's butt, so we can use that as a thumbnail.
It's so, to encourage the people who might be a bit more self-conscious.
I'm
going to
get
the Bell's
butt when he comes over for New Year's.
Excellent.
You always get Debrel's butt happy.
Yes, I do.
Who has
video
the best
games?
Butt?
Fucking video
that'll
games.
That would be you, Mel.
Oh, man.
I don't want to talk about video games. It's just depressing.
No, I
want
to talk
right
about
now.
Video games now.
Oh, Mel. Come on.
No, that's. I like video games.
Can we serious? Ban Mel for saying that?
What kind of shit is that?
I think that's a justifiable, bannable offense.
Yeah,
can't we
I
just
agree.
Change the whole podcast to Gentleman's Butt Discussion Dossiation?
All right, let's actually get the show on the road.
Yeah.
The Video Game X Awards were...
Oh my god, we're talking
series,
about it now? Shit.
A series yes. of awards presented some time ago now by the Dorito Pope and some celebrity I've never heard of who looked like he hated everything that was there.
He's from Community.
Oh, really? McHale, I've seen right? Community. I didn't remember him. Yeah. He's really good.
But, I mean, you know, it's just them bringing in people who are completely unrelated to video games, as always.
George was
trying
to
make
he
jokes.
Was the best non-Reggie part of the show because he just on the show the whole time and, like,
yeah.
hated being there.
I can't blame him at all.
He looked really depressed. Like,
I would be too.
That too.
Every time the camera cut to him, he just looked like, what am I doing with my life?
I so, need a new... agent badly.
I mean, I guess they might be like maybe slightly aware of the just abysmal reputation the show has, which would explain why they rebranded it, but I don't know.
Well, I think they rebranded it to try and save money because it looked like the whole thing cost about 30 American moon money.
Yeah,
most.
There was no game show. It was just in like someone's apartment or
there
something.
There was an audience of like three people, and at one point the guy deliberately asked for a round of applause, and like three people clapped. Oh, it's awful.
It looked like it was just a cheap ass warehouse.
Did they even have a live audience there?
No.
No,
and
yeah,
it looked like it was shot in someone's garage. The floor was like, what, concrete?
That weird fucking... like
concrete floor,
sheet
concrete
metal
walls.
Table they had.
They tried to put up like tarps to make it look not shitty.
This entire description is kind of depressing.
It was a depressing
let me just
thing
throw it
to
out
watch.
Here.
So what think. Happened? Well, let's see. First off, the sound of a man taking a piss appeared on the audio very briefly during a cut.
But it was like, oh my god, what was that happened during E3? That they left the mics on backstage and someone talked about, oh, I forgot.
Yes.
I forgot what you were saying, that was so funny.
Well, remember the clapping, just the slow clap from the guy behind the stage?
It was another one of them. Occasionally it cut to a crowd of black people who just talked about music for a while, if anyone hadn't blocked that out of their memories.
I want to mention something that happened before the show. I didn't see it, but I was told about it. They had four
I saw
games.
A highlights reel.
They had four games that they were going to reveal. I saw the whole thing and took notes because I'm sad. they had four games that were going to reveal at the show, but they accidentally had it on broadcast during rehearsals, and they spoiled two of the games they were going to reveal because I guess they were like doing recording tests like with local recordings.
This
and someone
is like
set it to broadcast.
But it
instead.
Seems like they're being incompetent on purpose. I don't know.
Nobody
that seems like
everyone. They're just phoning it in, probably. I'm assuming. I would.
Let me just throw this out for Think of Geoff Keighley, like, a week after the VGX. He's gone through a week of depression for the Cranky Kong release, and then sees the Nintendo Direct with the Dynasty Warrior Zelda being announced.
It was Dynasty Warrior like, Zelda? Reggie, please, yeah. Reggie, tell us something. The fans want to know.
I can just see Geoff with his hands, with his face in his hands and going,
you
no,
know what?
No.
Reggie
why?
Probably
no.
knew. Reggie was there. No, he knew the whole time and was yeah. just totally getting off on it.
So can you play as, can you play as gurus in that game? Because Dynasty Warriors games have a lot of characters, right?
I hope so.
Probably Link is confirmed playable.
Should be able to play as Groose, dude.
You know, the there's... fact that there's a Dynasty Warriors spin-off starring Link means that it's going to be at least 7 years before the next hey, actual Zelda hey. Game.
Speaking of, like...
That might us. Not be the worst. There's been a lot of people who are like, oh, Zelda's ruined. They aren't making the one that they had the tech demo of anymore. And it's like, really?
But they there's never they made are. That.
They're still going to have the one the tech demo was based off of. And it,
no, they're if, not. They never make games out of their tech
true,
demos.
Actually. But they're
back
still going
to
have one.
I mean, and this isn't the first time we've had a weird Zelda spinoff in any sort of
yeah,
sense,
if,
so why should we
yeah,
not care about it now?
If the CDI games didn't ruin Zelda, then this won't either.
Okay, back to VGX.
So what
they
else?
Showed that Telltale game that was a Borderlands game. That looked...
Oh
horrible.
Yeah, I was at the I was in the toilet when that occurred, so thankfully I didn't have to watch it. But just why
you had the same experience?
Yeah, it
much.
Was equally shitty.
I didn't get. Oh, to, I didn't get to watch anything. I was too tired
so,
to watch. So this one,
I don't know. Is what's his name? The guy who used to be a Destructoid writer writing it, Anthony Birch.
What
Anthony
I don't
Birch.
Get about this Anthony,
Anthony
Birch
Kiedis,
guy
music is my aeroplane.
Is the no. like when he was at Destructoid, he was actually quite tolerable compared to all the other really shitty game journalists that were there. He like he made a vague effort, and yet he's now a Gearbox writer, and Gearbox writers are basically the scum of
Wait.
The earth.
So why are Gearbox writing the game and not Telltale, who make adventure games?
It's no, I don't know. I was
writing
just
it. It's a collaboration.
It I don't know if he's actually writing it. People actually liked the writing in Borderlands too. Though,
no, they
so
don't. Dude.
Yes,
I don't know
yeah,
anyone
they
who
do.
Did.
There's a lot of people.
The guy on
GYP
who reviewed it liked him, and I can't say that he's a dick because he's the guy who owns the site, but he's a dick.
Damn, you said dick.
You won't be seeing this
in before Cat's
my man.
You're not really a dick, Jim.
So,
seriously, Borderlands 2 is a fucking shitty game. You've ruined all of our journalistic integrity.
I wrote down that they showed Tomb Raider. Why the fuck did they show that?
Because they're releasing it on PS4 now, and they felt the
okay.
need.
Because
and
it's a new experience, Happy Man.
Tomb Raider Plus.
The definitive Tomb Raider experience. And all you had to do is buy it twice. No, didn't Laura Croft win Character of the Year? I mean, she didn't even have any lines in Tomb Raider except moaning.
Surprising.
Well,
that might explain
I'm
why she
impaled.
Won.
Even in the was... fucking video that they showed, she was like...
No, she said, I hate
all
tombs.
All the fucking time. And she said, I hate tombs, that's right.
That sounds kind of like some kind
of... character.
That's what a Tomb Raider would say.
That sounds like a really bad like action comedy trailer, like, Tomb Raider, I hate tombs. She has to go to tombs.
I can see it, Happy. I can
get
see
Kyle
it.
In to do Those, that.
Yeah.
We should just kidnap him and trap him in our bullshit podcast.
Here's another took. Mr. Dorito is interviewing Tomb Raider people. Lady on Tomb Raider team wearing weird patterned leather dress. Guy on Tomb Raider team looks like a human version of Shrek.
What
he looks like. But apparently I thought he looked like Shrek.
Now I need to see this.
Yeah. This was late at night when I wrote all these. I don't remember a lot of it myself.
Okay.
But
what else happened?
Gone Home won Indie Game of the Year, beating out two
yeah, people,
much more
people got fucking
games.
Pissed.
Well, because that game fucking sucks and there were much
better... No,
that better...
game's awesome.
No,
I like
sucks.
That game.
It sucks and there were much better indie games this year.
Especially Papers, Please.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Papers, Please should have won, but I kind of like Gone Home. I think it's interesting.
I Gone think Home that... was like the arbitrary, we're not just sucking the AAA cock game.
They didn't really put
but
any
Happy
effort
Man,
into
isn't,
it.
But Happy Man, isn't Gone Home like the definitive game that you should supposed to hate? I mean, there's no gameplay.
No, it's an interactive story game.
But aren't those the games that you hate?
No, they can be alright. Like fucking No, Walking Dead is no. That was a bad example. Never mind.
Ooh.
I said my issue is that number one, there were much more interesting games there, and number two, I can't help but feel like critics are liking Gone Home a lot, not because it's a good game or a good story, but simply because it makes them look progressive,
And they desperately want to be viewed that way.
You know, there's that, and then people said there's like a lot of 90s nostalgia in there, so that.
Does anyone else remember the 90s?
Yeah. I don't. I was like
only 90s kids remember this podcast.
All right,
I wish I could say Gone Home, but it's still like $20 on Steam.
We've talked about this game. Let's talk about Reggie because he was in it. Yeah.
So basically, Jeff and Reggie were poised to fight at any moment when the two of them were on screen together, and I'm quite surprised they didn't. To be honest.
How much would he pay for a knife fight between Jeff and Reggie?
I wouldn't be much of a fight. So Reggie would just punch him out. Reggie's built like a fucking tank.
I would pay so much money to see Reggie punch Jeff Keighley in the face.
I would dig whatever quarters I have sitting. Oh, I might have spent those on cheap vending machines next.
I've worked for like 10 years just to see that.
I agree. I would very much like to see that. But instead we got this We got this sort of little argument, little tiff between them that threatened to, you know.
Yeah, they try to hit Reggie with the hard hitting questions, but you know there wasn't really much that came of it.
I mean, I don't know. I think they were good questions, but I also think that Reggie knows what he's doing, and even though it kind of made him look stupid to come out onto a video game awards show and not announce anything of any particular interest, although Cranky Kong,
hey man,
was pretty
Cranky
cool.
Kong can pogo stick
fucking
like
pogo
DuckTales.
Stick like DuckTales, yeah. But
I mean Scrooge McDuck, not DuckTales.
Hello.
DuckTales is my favorite video game character.
Hello, Everdark.
Merry almost Christmas.
Everdark, by the time this podcast goes out, it will likely be Christmas.
Yeah.
So what else happened?
Video Game X Awards. Joel hates everything, including video games, Jeff, Reggie, Tim Schafer, the set, the camera guy, and the studio. Oh yeah, he kept making fun of the camera guy. That would be really awkward for me.
Are we almost to the part where Tim Schafer was there?
Yeah, Tim Schafer was there, and everyone was Tim Schafer, you can't even finish your game. And he showed like some more footage of this game that actually looks really fucking good.
I wrote that the new NBA game has interview segments like F-Zero.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Hey there, I want to ask you something.
Wait, which F-Zero game are we talking about here?
I think it was GX, right?
Oh, right. Okay, I didn't play that
one. No, the only one to ever come out.
Also, I'm going to say that No Man's Sky actually looks pretty good.
It does, yeah, it looks interesting. Looks like it has potential. That was probably the only marginally interesting thing to come out of that whole show.
Yeah, the reason why is because it's an indie developer and they didn't have enough money to put it out on E3.
Matt and Trey from South Park announced revealed the Game of the Year award. Trailer for the new South Park game. I fucking hate South Park. The whole trailer is several minutes long. It's all fart jokes, except the one which is a rape joke. The game's still delayed and it never comes out. That's what I wrote.
And it will be censored in it will be censored in Australia. Nice.
Every time
it should
they
be
show
censored
like,
everywhere, the whole game.
Just, every time they show like the that game, it just looks like it's not very funny. And like
Welcome
I remember
to South Park.
Yeah, but I don't watch South Park anymore, but I'm pretty sure that it wasn't all just fart jokes. I'm pretty sure.
No, actually it wasn't.
Wait, that wasn't fart jokes or wasn't fart jokes.
It wasn't.
Double negative.
South Park did not used to be all fart jokes, no.
I see.
But I guess it is now, huh?
So, yeah, pretty much.
Oh well.
South Park used to be pretty funny.
What else happened?
GTA 5 won Game of the Year.
Oh, a G
surprise! That's better than some of the stuff that could have won. Bioshock.
They showed something that I didn't really follow, but looked like a short version of the documentary "The King of Kong."
Oh,
I don't
remember
that at all.
But it kind of sucked, to be honest, because it was just like some guy who was really good at Donkey Kong and some guy who's a bodybuilder who wasn't really that good at Donkey Kong, and the one guy was like, I'm going to win at Donkey Kong, and the other guy was like, I'm going to win at Donkey Kong. And then in the end, there wasn't even a close competition, and the guy who was actually good at Donkey Kong thrashed the guy who wasn't by a significant margin.
The King of Kong
And then the bodybuilder
awesome,
guy
though.
Like, and was like, no, I'm going to go home and work out now.
And they both had scenes like the guy was a bodybuilder and he was like, I would consider
Donkey Kong to be similar to bodybuilding. And I can't remember what the other guy's hobby was, like calligraphy or whatever. And he was like, I would consider Donkey Kong to be similar to calligraphy.
I think he was a Sheridan.
Sheridan. The booze Sheridan. Is getting to you. You already can't say Jeff Keighley's name properly. After the King of
Kong, I can say Jeff Keighley.
Jeff Keighley.
Taco Man!
Yay!
He is doing this shit way
Taco
too
Man! You'll save this podcast. Say a word
like
on
a
video
we're like
game.
A sitcom anyway. Every time Taco Man...
I don't even have my at-home pants on yet. And I come in and I just turn on Facebook.
I'm not even wearing
because,
pants, Taco.
No, that's the thing is I'm not wearing pants either. I sort of threw the work pants off and I couldn't find the at-home pants. But that's beside the point. I don't think anyone here is wearing
you
pants.
You join the laundry list.
Gentlemen Discussing Video is kind of like a sitcom, you know. You're the most popular character and every time you come in, everyone breaks into applause.
I only ever find like one comment about me though. So if we're talking about fan popularity.
I think that every time Taco Man is on screen, someone should be saying, where's Taco Man?
Everyone. I vote for this change.
All our GM listeners.
If it makes you feel any better, nobody said anything about me.
That makes me feel worse because I like you.
Where's Shawnee?
Aww. I like you too, Taco.
So
what's a Shawnee, Cats?
Okay, so that basically rounds off the Video Game X Awards, unless anyone else has any complaints that they would like to make.
I had a complaint about Joel Schumacher during this part with Tim Schafer. He was always trying to be funnier than Tim Schafer, and it kind of pissed me off because he wasn't. He kind of ruined the thing, you know?
Are we talking about Mountain Dew and things that don't have to do with video games, the video game show?
Also, they showed the new Dead Island game. It wasn't called Dead Island, but it was a Dead Island game. It's trying to get with a new name because nobody liked the second game. And then it was a full PewDiePie Let's Play video of Dead Island 3. His
Are you
awful.
Serious?
I yeah. must have turned they, it off by that point. Are you they serious?
They had PewDiePie on there.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. They did a whole Smosh skip, too. Or shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it was terrible.
I didn't write anything about that. Anyway, the one thing I was bothered by, because I didn't really listen to anything he said, was that his mic was awful, even though this thing had a pretty solid budget, it seemed like.
No, it didn't.
But he didn't.
It makes YouTube
enough
money.
To give that guy a mic that doesn't echo like a shit anyway.
So it was like a GLA stream.
Kind of, because I got a question. Did you guys see the bit with like Tyler the Creator and his friends and the one guy that looked like Tyler the Creator but who wasn't?
Tyler was there? Are you serious?
I think it was Tyler the Creator.
It was Tyler the Creator.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because there was him, a guy who looked like him, and a bunch of other dudes. And it felt like the worst part of the show because they were either improvising or reading off a piece of paper or something, and none of them knew what they were talking about. It was terrible, and I think Tyler the Creator is better than this, and I really hope that he redeems himself sometime soon.
So I kind of have to wonder, what's with this whole change with, like, rebranding it and, you know, trying to, like, just the huge budget cuts? You know, they went from having live music in some huge stage to being in like a warehouse or something.
I heard about this as a post on Reddit by someone who claimed that they had worked for Spike, and they said basically it was executive meddling. And when there's a change of management at Spike TV, they go to like a random person and say, hey, this thing that you've been doing, yeah, now you have to do it twice as well with half as much money. And that's how they like assert themselves. I have no idea whether it's true, but it makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sounds quite shit.
That's what my employees are trying to do right now. I don't know. It just seemed like everything was sort of thrown together really poorly, and not a whole lot of people were funny about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not a huge change, everything being thrown together poorly and everyone trying to be funny on there and not being.
I remember the first one or two of them being kind of all right. First one or two were kind of neat. I mean, they actually had interesting, you know, game reveals and stuff, sort of.
Should we move on to something hopefully less depressing?
The VGXs
of the year.
Are depressing me. Bioshock won Game of the Year.
Game Home are gone.
I don't know. At VGX.
Didn't GTA 5 win it?
Nope.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay, I wrote that both games won Game of the Year. I don't know why.
I think Bioshock is...
Bioshock won something else in Game of the Year.
Grand Theft Auto 5 wins Game of the Year. I'm looking at it right now.
I think Gone Homo won an award.
Yeah,
yeah, it did.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We talked about that. Let's not talk about that game anymore.
Fair enough. I retract my statement.
I stayed up to watch this because I thought it was going to be as funny as 2012, but it wasn't. Like,
it was funny in kind of a depressing way.
No.
It made you feel better about your own life.
So was 2012, but I mean...
2012 at least had...
It dragged on for way too long, and it wasn't like a weird as fuck live audience.
2012 at least had the Dark Souls 2 reveal.
The skits were actually worse somehow in this year than last year. Last year had a Minecraft Gangnam Style mashup.
Oh god.
Oh. This year was still worse.
That sounds fucking bad.
Wait, how can anything go lower than that?
PewDiePie and like jokes about Half-Life and Gaben from like space.
Did they actually like get his name right this time though?
Oh god.
Gary Newell. Shit, I forgot about Gary.
Gary Newell, Gabe Newell's lesser-known brother.
Did he ever comment on that?
He's above that.
I seem to remember him like kind of making a face when it happened.
He made a very unhappy scowl when it happened.
Kind of goes Newell. Home that night, just kind of just fucking starts pounding back liquor, just like, my name's not Gary.
The fucking Gary's mod.
Fucking Gary's mod.
And then he
Gary's mod is taken off the steam the next day. Mod.
No, now you're conjuring up the depressing mental images of Gaben
Gary,
being sad.
Of Gary.
Don't worry. Gary Gaben Newell is never sad.
All right, can we read comments?
Yes.
Yeah,
move it along. This award ceremony really didn't deserve this much time of our podcast.
Yeah, no.
but remember, Catsman, the more of a train wreck it is, the more we talk about it.
Very true, actually. Right, no, we talk about things we like sometimes.
Just remember what, what's his name, Mark said. The only way to defeat an advertisement is to ignore it, or something like that.
That's the Simpsons. Really liking the Simpsons. You're confusing Mark Seb with the Simpsons.
Oh, maybe they said that on there, but that is what he said at some point.
That's what our counselors in high school told us about bullying, but people still got the shit beaten out of them.
Yeah, guess what? It doesn't fucking work.
Doesn't work, because I just kept beating the shit out of people.
Can I read the comments?
No, I will read the comments. We're not having a repeat of last time someone else read the comments.
I will read the podcast. No, wait. The comments. I fucked up. Never mind. Read the comments.
Ellipsis says, holy shit, I laughed so hard at the opening. Why are you so late? I need one podcast per week minimum. What the hell am I paying you for? I'm sorry. To make amends, I've fired...
Yay!
Yeah, fuck him.
You mean asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
So yes, we're not allowed to say your name,
Obelix.
Technically.
And get a fix.
A horrible person.
And fully automatics.
You should just edit in like a censor.
And Julia the Kaisar.
The official name should be J Bobbers. That is not censored yet.
No, it's Jam Bob.
What about Jammy Bob? Jammy B.
Let's stop talking about no one gives a fuck about him.
But we never have to. The more of a train wreck it is.
We had a little discussion, and I think Happy Man does a fine job. And then colon B asks, so whose butt is this? Someone from the Christian gangster rap scene? Yeah, I think, you know, the important thing is that it could be your butt, and so send us a picture of your butt, and we'll make it the thumbnail.
Catsman, no, not us, just you.
Gentlemen discussing cooking ham and black people. At this point, I've only listened to half of the last podcast because the current recording is so soon after the last one went up.
I didn't listen to any of it, even though I edited it.
I remember black people, but I don't remember cooking ham. I don't know where you got that from.
I tend to zone out during the entire news and what have we been playing segments. I just don't listen
at
all. It's super fucking boring.
I think we should just randomly talk shit about Happy Man in the middle of the news he's listening.
Mix Master Mao says, Mao's not here, so fuck him. Thanks, Happy Man.
I didn't mean it like that, baby.
And I said, it's okay, Mao. I would fuck you even if you were there. Because I'm always thinking about you and caring about you, Mao.
Fishheads, you like
that's
trying
nice.
To perv on me, I guess is the right words.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the only person on the GLA who likes to perv
on
you.
No, hey. you do it the most.
No,
I love Mao in a platonic way, very strictly.
Sometimes I just remember, you know what, I should sexually harass Mao right now. Then I do it, get it out of my system, it's done.
I see.
And it's only legal for me to do it for another few months before I turn 18, so there you go.
I don't know why age would stop you.
Age is just a number, baby.
Love knows no bounds. Alex Diniz says, fingers. To add to the over-expensive PS4 in Brazil discussion, products considered superfluous get higher taxes, which includes tobacco, alcohol, and toys, of which video games are one.
Which is bullshit. I mean, alcohol. Video games fuck themselves.
I mean, yeah, video games are for children.
Hey, man, I agree with the taxing of alcohol, because fucking, seriously, I have to pay so much money in taxes to pay for fucking policemen to fucking... policemen to fucking police and ambulances to fucking carry drunk people to hospital just because they can't drink... Police. Just because they can't drink responsible, it costs this... Drunk people, or people who drink too much, cost this country a hell of a lot of money. So I don't give a shit how much they tax alcohol.
The reason why Sweden has such a high alcohol tax is basically because that if we had cheaper alcohol, everybody would be staying home in the early 70s and just drinking.
What, you mean people would go back in time?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy Man would just be staying home and drinking if alcohol was cheap.
I wasn't Happy born Man in the 70s.
Would be doing that in the early 70s.
Doesn't he do that anyway, though?
Yeah, it's pretty much what I do, actually.
I know, it's what I do.
Freaky Deaky said, so you can beat System Shock in 1 to 5 hours? Yeah, if you're replaying the game or following a step-by-step walkthrough, you lying cunt Baron. Baron's not actually here to field that question, but I'm tempted to agree. I haven't even started System Shock 1.
Neither
again,
I didn't know we were
going to
do a podcast today.
Because of the small time interval between this podcast and the last podcast.
Are we even going to choose a new book club game?
I think we should probably just
Every single
System
game,
Shock or we ignore it and just go to ActRaiser.
Every single game that Baron has suggested has been god-awful and
non-playable.
No, it was
Fishlets that suggested... It suggested Magical Dorothy.
Yeah,
Baron.
We know about that disgrace of mine.
There was this other Sega Genesis game. Sega Genesis game that I played, which was god awful.
We played Michael Jackson Walker.
Moonwalker's awesome. What are you talking about?
Fantasy Star 4, that's an awesome game.
We can't do RPGs.
No, I know. I just said it's an awesome game. It's the Altered Beast. No, ActRaisor. No,
ActRaisor. We've been trying to do ActRaisor for ages. I'm not saying System Shock is a bad game, but it's just not right for the podcast, I don't think.
I thought we were doing an indie game, in which case I was going to suggest we take a break from platformers, since that seems to be all we ever do.
Yeah, it is.
Catsman, what was that puzzle game that you had on that one video you did?
Risu
Syndrome.
I can play Risu Syndrome.
You have to
Are we really once again not doing ActRaiser?
I want to do ActRaiser.
All right, let's
do ActRaiser.
Get it off our chest.
Yeah, I'm fine with it too.
Something.
What system is that ActRaiser on?
SNES.
All right, SNES.
You've never heard of
ActRaiser
now?
Forget. Huh?
You've never heard of ActRaiser now?
No, I've heard of it. I watched Game Center CX play. I know what it is.
I have never managed to beat ActRaiser.
Yeah,
I've beaten
that game so bad. I'm gonna come back to this podcast in like a month.
Here's a pro tip: you get more health if you get more citizens. So what you do? You go back to the first areas. You earthquake everything, and all the old bad houses will go away, and citizens will build new ones, and your population will increase, and you get more health. Not long at all. They rebuild like instantly.
How long does it take to play through it?
Not long.
Okay, that's good.
Also, assumed Rune Refactor is dead. Those were actually pretty decent. Yeah, they were.
Well, it's unfortunate.
Thanks for reminding
me
that Rune Factory is dead.
Just because they're filing bankruptcy doesn't mean that the company is dead. Maybe they'll be bought up by somebody else.
And then they'll get remade into an edgy fucking game or some shit.
Once my friend,
where Enix buys them, and then they'll release one game for iOS, and then never release anything
again.
Oh
God, no!
Once my friend compared the Harvest Moon games to Farmville, and I wanted to slap him so hard.
Why didn't you?
I didn't feel like it. I was tired.
I'm still. I bet he
was stronger than you.
Yeah, that might have been it too. I don't think he is though. He's at least shorter than I am. So there's that.
I can hear Akaman, you breathing, Takaman.
You're breathing very heavily. Is everything
I'm
okay?
I'm so sorry. My microphone.
Akaman's losing blood.
It's like right next to my nose.
Use okay. push to talk.
Just as long as you're so okay, sorry. Then everything's fine. That's all I care about.
Anyways, speaking of iOS, I'm still fucking buttered about the fucking Breath of Fire 4. God damn. Why?
You're buttered.
Furious about...
I meant 6. But anyways, god damn.
I'm really pissed about like how Square Enix and Capcom have apparently decided not to release for any portable platforms outside of Japan except for iOS and Android. Yeah,
that's not profitable, fish heads.
But, I mean,
does
hey,
it, would it cost them that much?
There was a re-release of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 recently that came out that had the Hidden Palace Zone, which was famously cut from the original game before it was released. It had the whole zone restored with, like, a new act boss and everything, and they only fucking released it on iOS.
That just makes me furious.
I'm glad fuck you, I Sega. Don't like Sonic
so there
games.
Was somebody... There was somebody who actually played Bioshock in our comments. We should honor him, because we didn't.
Someone who played System Shock, you mean?
But
yeah, I'm
what
sure
did I say?
A lot of...
Bioshock.
You said Bioshock.
Bioshock.
Fuck that game. I'm in System Shock. I'm in System Shock.
Well, JF, we'll send you a free copy of Bad Rats on Steam.
No, we have that.
We don't want to punish them for this.
You missed out 2 comments, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't miss them out. It's because other people are doing my job for me.
Okay.
Dong says, Devil Survivor Overclock didn't have 3D. It's a straight port of a DS game with an extra chapter. Everything is in 2D. All the gameplay happens on the bottom screen. What do you think, Mao?
I do not have Devil Survivor Overclock, despite it being an SMT game.
Excellent.
I'm playing it someday.
Isn't that one of the, not RTS, turn-based strategy ones?
It's a
what
SRPG.
I've heard that Devil Survivor Overclocked is like... hugely bug-ridden mess, so avoid that one.
I've never heard that about it.
Oh, I don't know, guys.
It has SMT in it, I must buy it.
Yeah, exactly! The reason why it wasn't is I already have Devil Summoner and Strange Journey, so it's like, I don't need it.
SMT for when?
Never.
Alright, now we're just doing Mao impersonations. What did Charlie say? Is it Charlie as in Charlie Cade? He says the trick with 3D is that instead of one viewing camera in the game, there's two. There's no way that can be super expensive to implement.
Which game is he talking about here?
I think 3DS games, because that was a subject, was how the 3D works and how something didn't have 3D in it. I thought the way it worked was it rendered the image multiple times, which is why, like, in... the new Pokemon, like, they actually don't have the 3D available a lot of the time because the 3DS wouldn't be capable of rendering multiple times.
You're completely correct there. It renders everything twice, essentially, which is kind of a strain if you want to put something at, like, 60 frames per second, because it turns out if you want to have two screens of crap in 3D at 60 FPS, it's the equivalent to doing, like, one Vita game at 24 FPS, and as you know, the Vita has a way higher resolution, so you have to push loads of pixels, and that's actually part of the reason why A Link Between Worlds doesn't look that good graphically. It's because it has to run at 60 frames per second. They were like, it has to.
Well, I mean, good for them having it run at 60 frames per second instead of caring about graphical fidelity.
But
I wish more people would follow their example.
It seems like 3D is turning out to be like a bit of a handicap, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, even development-wise... Oh, sorry.
It's been discovered it adds very little to the experience. Who could have thought that would happen?
And it costs a shitload for developers to adjust their programming and design process, too.
They don't have to have it. I thought I heard somewhere that they like have to have it for it to be a retail release. Like, it was one of those arbitrary bullshit Nintendo things.
A lot of developers got pushed into doing it, even though they didn't want to. But it's like, if you want this to be like a, you know, like, say, a retail release, like, it has to have the 3D.
I like the 3DS. No,
I like.
It's got nice.
There's nothing wrong with the 3DS. I just hate 3DS.
I wish I had it.
The 3DS games.
Yeah, I mean, it has some fantastic games. It's looking like it could be the next DS, possibly.
Are there any custom?
That's because it is
games
the next
for
DS.
3DS.
Oh yeah, that's. I'm an idiot. It is the next DS, isn't it?
The 3DS is looking like it could be the next DS.
It sounds like a Play for Real article or something.
You're like the John Madden of the gentleman discussing video.
Yes, Mao, my...
The point of the receiver is to catch the ball.
Mao, someone's vacuuming in the background. I'm sorry.
And I'm also hearing child voices.
Yeah, wailing earlier. I was going to ask if you had a ghost.
It's the children he's torturing.
Yes.
Oh, that explains it.
Okay.
Ah, that's cool.
So, my house was built on an Indian burial mound. That's what happens when you live in upstate New York.
Damn. You live in upstate New York? You must have a lot of money.
Not that much.
Moving on.
You have a maid.
Jay, we're not having the maid conversation again. Oh, Wanwan fired his maid, you know. He said that he thought the poor people were going to lead an uprising against him.
No, Wanwan fired his maid's maid. We've gone over this.
Oh, did he?
What are we going on about? God damn it. Can we just talk about the comments and then move
the
on to the news?
The system shock has really cool music. I guess if you aren't using a decent MIDI interface like an M32 emulator, it might sound nasty, but in its proper intended quality, it's really good. The guy behind it, Greg LaPiccolo, is a genius and went on to work on the Thief series, Rez, Guitar Hero, and Rock Band. Noticing some of the pop music influences is also really cool, but while Eric Brosius is credited as being the sound genius at LGS, LaPiccolo really held the reins there. Just listen to some of it. The rock techno from the medical suite, backed by QuickTime MIDI, the brooding ambience of the maintenance deck. A fun similarity, I'm bored reading this comment. Thank you for your thoughts.
Let's go to the news!
I haven't played System Shock 1. We made like one person play System Shock 1. Actually, no, he sounds like he's already played it and loved it and was really looking forward to hearing us talk about it.
Sorry, guy.
I'm really sorry. I just...
We have failed you.
I'm studying for a physics degree right now, and I don't have time to do anything other than basically sleep and physics.
If you want, I can give you a free copy of Bad Rat.
Mal, one wants Bad
If it makes
Bad
you feel
Rats.
Any better, I clicked your head like a whole link and got distracted by it for a while whilst everybody else was talking about it and other things. So, there, you got that.
What is it with Swedish people and zoning out during the podcast?
I've fallen asleep during several podcasts.
He has.
Wow, Taco. I've been so tired, I barely talked.
I think this is a perfect opportunity to start talking shit about Happy Man, because I think he's zoned out again.
Mm. Okay, good. I think Happy Man is
quite a good guy.
Happy Man's really
terrible at editing the podcast. I mean, goddamn.
Well, I can name a few people who are going to get killed off on the GWA this week.
Don't broadcast me! Ah, shit. Happy Man.
Now he can't even rebuke
you're
us.
You're an okay guy. Says Mike's not working.
So, now that Happy Man isn't here, the first thing I would like to talk about is the new DLC for Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed.
No, Catsman.
I'm talking about the new DLC for Sonic.
You know what we should talk about?
I'm hosting this podcast.
We should talk about Final Fantasy 8 on Steam. Final Fantasy
from the podcast.
Ooh. Oh, Cats, I want to do it.
No. No, I'm trying to keep order here, damn it.
What's the point about annoy Happy Man if he can't talk back?
Just imagine him seething with rage.
No, so, it's not the same.
All right, so there was DLC for... Oh, yeah, that DLC.
What is it?
That DLC. So does anyone know...
Is it Jack Frost?
What kind of DLC came out for Sonic at All-Stars Racing?
You mean Simon from York Cast?
Yes. Sega polled users on what they thought they would like the most, and it turned out things
was
like
Jack Frost
Miku,
one of the options?
Shenmue, you know, all that stuff. But nope. It's Simon from Yogg's Cast who got it.
Why right. did they pull people? Why
fan favorite Simon from Yogg's Cast?
Always come up
Cast.
With the worst things. They will always come up with the worst things.
But it's for charity.
but he's not even a Sega character.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
he
is now.
Neither is what's her name? Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick gets a free ride. Well. Free what?
No
yeah,
pun
but
intended.
Danica Patrick is actually cool, whereas Simon
see,
from
the
Yolks
thing
cast.
Is, with Danica Patrick, her race car actually has Sonic on it.
The thing about Danica Patrick is she's done something impressive with her life.
Sumo Digital did say that they would be bringing out like later game,
it's better
later
not
DLCs been. That are actually of game characters.
Yeah, I think they were saying they were going to have
YouTube celebrities.
From Shenmue.
Yeah, I think they're planning Ryo, and I think, although don't quote me on this, that he now drives all of the old Sega arcade machines.
Oh, what? Shit.
He doesn't,
that's awesome.
He doesn't drive a forklift?
And no, he drives a forklift when he goes All-Star, which I think is really cool, and I probably won't buy him if they add him because
anyway,
I'm a stingy bastard.
You know, I thought it was just fucking shit indie games that had internet celebrities in it for no reason, but nope, guess not.
Well, he's now on the same level as Danica Patrick, which isn't really very high.
Well, I remember...
why are you saying that, Katzman?
I offhandedly mentioned something on Twitter about, what was that game? Retro City Rampage that had, like, Destructoid writers in it and stuff. And the guy who made the game must have something where he's always searching the title of the game on Twitter, so he knows whenever anyone talks about it. So he was, they didn't review the game, so it's fine. It's fine, guys. It's okay. And I'm like, all right. Okay.
Allegations of corruption everywhere.
What was the other game?
You don't
that...
search your name on Twitter to see if the people are talking shit about you?
No.
I don't really care if people talk shit about me.
I only use Twitter to talk shit about other people. I don't receive shit.
Mal only uses Twitter to not
way.
Follow
I
me.
I only use Twitter to talk shit to celebrities.
Most Twitter is a one-way street.
I'm following you now, Shawnee, so there.
Yeah, but you followed Hexler before me.
Yeah, that's because I knew Hexler was on there.
Motherfucker.
Does anybody follow Jaden Smith's Twitter?
Oh my god, why?
Why would anyone?
Who is he?
It's awesome.
It's fucking hilarious.
I end up seeing all of his fucking posts. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
All trees are words, actually blue.
Words of Jaden fucking Smith.
Oh, that's Jaden's. Oh, that guy.
Yeah. There was another one.
Trees are never sad. Look at them. Every once in a while, they're quite beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see the
if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. If newborn babies could speak, they would be
the most intelligent beings
on planet Earth.
But this is some true wisdom.
What about the dolphins, you guys? The smartest humans. Mm.
If a bookstore never runs out of a certain book, does that mean that nobody reads it or everyone reads it?
These are just asking the hard-hitting questions.
He really is.
Are we ready to talk about something else?
No. What was talking about? Yeah.
This is the Yogscast DLC hour.
Oh, there was a DLC for Saints Row 4, also known as a much worse game than Sanic Racing, that had like Anthony Birch in it and a bunch of other people.
Oh, right, yeah, that happened.
What? Why?
Hey, I have a promise to make to you. If you immortalize me in your shitty video game, then I'll write a review of it on Gather Party and say it's shit. That's the deal.
Yes, I'm going to make a game I'm going to make a game just for that. Thank you, Katzman.
Well, I don't know. It seems fitting to have Anthony Birch in Saints Row 4. The quality of writing is on the same level.
I like Saints Row.
I like Saints Row 2. I think all of the other ones are awful.
Do you like it for its deep and involving storyline, though?
No, I like it because I can play as a fat black chick and have superpowers.
That is all we want in life.
On the agenda, let's see. Some Twitch TV drama. No one really cares about that, do they?
Nah. Wait,
no.
This isn't the whole admin drama. No, this is something different.
Yeah, that was a furry admin drama. Yeah
we know about that.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Furry admin drama?
Happy man.
If you don't
know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want
to
hear
better
it.
Better not to
We've
hear.
Fucked Good. Enough about it.
We have.
I mean, I still make offhanded jokes about it all the time. Like, whenever someone's like, "I want my," it was MD, his emote we have on the custom emote. I want this to be an official Twitch emote, and I told him that he should get in bed with a Twitch admin, and then it'll be an official emote, and anyone who complains about it will be banned.
Then if somebody ever mentions it, we'll be banned.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about the hilarious drama involving YouTube and YouTubers who would like to spend their entire life making videos about games, who do not possess the talent, intellect, or social skills to get a real job.
It is
who are now mad at
that,
YouTube
like,
that their revenue is being cut off.
You know, channels like Classic Game Room that are actually good are losing a lot of revenue because of it. But then there's people like DSP who no sympathy for them, no sympathy at all.
So basically the story is that Google rolled out a new set of content protection things like copyright. Basically, it's an absolutely horrific misrepresentation of fair use laws that like gets so much stuff wrong and flags loads of stuff unnecessarily, but honestly, it's going to result in these hideous creatures no longer being suckled by YouTube's withered teat, so I couldn't.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It is quite amusing, I think.
Oh,
I still need Vati Vidya videos.
I actually heard that an indie developer was putting up videos on YouTube of it, and YouTube flagged it.
Oh my god.
So yeah, he couldn't upload videos of his own game to YouTube?
Same thing happened with the Call of Duty trailer that Microsoft put up. YouTube took it down.
Well, the thing about Vati, though, Shawnee, is he does it because he likes it. He likes doing it, not because he wants to make money off of it.
Also, that voice. Oh my god, I'm like hot butter in the sun.
They laughed at me when I told them I wasn't going to try and make any money from Gentlemen's Lunchtime Association. But who's laughing now, huh? You?
What about just had your
revenue cut off.
What about
I haven't.
That shop we had like a long time ago?
That you didn't. I didn't actually make any money off the shop. Strangely
enough.
Yeah,
because no one bought from it.
Well, no. Even if someone had bought something, I sold everything at the cost that it cost for the people to manufacture it.
Was it like T-shirts and stuff?
Yeah, you could left? Buy like a chopping board with like Dodds's face on it.
I'd buy six of those.
I think Mitch should sell the Wrecking Crew drawings he did frame.
He really should.
I would have bought stuff, but I didn't have a credit card or any way to buy stuff online at the time.
And there it is. It's still there. See?
Can I actually still buy things off of this?
You can, yes. You could buy a transvestite Dodds.
Oh god, is this what the old GLA looked
hoodie?
Like?
Yeah, it's what the old GLA Wait, looked like.
I can get Dear a zipper me. Hoodie with maid Dodds on it?
You can find the old GLAs.
How much of these are drawn by Teriyaki?
Was Teriyaki on board? Yes, Teriyaki drew Spitting Scotsman and cute maid Dodds. I'll put a link in the description, if I remember, and you can go ogle incredibly overpriced merchandise. But don't buy
it's beautiful.
It.
It's beautiful.
Podcast, things that will be entertaining for people to listen to. Remember, what we're talking about, YouTube. Oh, yeah. Well, there's nothing really more to say about that, so let's move on.
And then suck it, DSP. I hate you.
First StarCraft II player officially recognized as an athlete by the US government.
Mental athlete.
Does that mean that autism and obesity can be considered job-related injuries?
Yes.
Okay, other news.
I don't find that funny.
Weren't, like, League of Legends players already considered athletes?
I hope
Should
not.
They technically are.
They're allowed to use League of Legends if they're professional to by recognized by the U.S. government to get passage into the U.S.
That's not okay.
That's interesting.
League of Legends is like an anti-job.
What's the next news segment?
So, I want to talk about what we think were the best games of this generation. Because as you know, Gather Your Party did a load of... Can I even finish my little thing before people interrupt me?
No.
Every fucking podcast, I have to have a rant about people interrupting other people. Christ almighty. I got about seconds. I got about 7 seconds into that news item before someone interrupted me.
Alright, can we just go down the list? Starting with Catsman going to Taco on the list. Let's go.
If you're not careful, this will become another Gentleman Disgusting video 28. We all know how that turned out, didn't we?
That one. Well, that was bad for other reasons, like having no news whatsoever. There were a lot of problems with it. I think I contributed to its awfulness with my audio issues. Anyway.
So what do you guys think would be your personal best games and possibly worst games of the generation?
Let's not talk you over each other. Let's just go down the list alphabetically, starting with Catsman. Or maybe Catsman should go last, since he's the host. I don't know.
I want to hear a Taco Man say.
I'm not good at going first. At least that's what I tell the ladies.
I'll go first. I'll go first if we're going to do this out of order.
I just want to, do you mean like games that we've played recently or just all-time favorites?
Just, over the generation.
The PS3 generation and shit?
Yes.
The Xbox 360?
Your favorite, what you thought was the best game of the generation and what you thought was the worst.
Oh boy. You all know what I'm going to say. We can include PC games, right?
Do say it then.
Yeah.
Okay, PC games this generation, worst fucking game I have ever had the displeasure of playing is that Polak piece of crap Afterfall Insanity. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That was great.
That was not a wonderful game. I wish Hitler hit Poland a little harder so that little friggin' abomination would have never surfaced.
What is this game?
Afterfall Insanity. Also, I take the Hitler comment back. That might have been going a little far, but... Anyways, that
did
game...
Did you stream it?
I streamed it.
Yes.
I had to be...
Yes,
I was so drunk while I was streaming that game, though, because I tried to play it sober, and it was the worst experience I've ever had. And I could... It was like watching a train wreck in slow motion with a bunch of Polish people on board. And it was like, this is the most, like, just terrifying thing I've seen, but I just got to keep watching it. And I played it to the very end, and it was just basically Polish underground Dead Space. That's all it was. And it was just the worst fucking game I have ever played.
But what's bad about it?
Everything. Everything. The plot was terrible. The voice acting is terrible. The controls were clunkier than Dead Space 1, and Dead Space 1 was a bit clunky. Fucking... The enemies were, you know, pretty basic. There was like two enemies for the whole first half of the game, and then you fought a bunch of hobos, and then a fat guy, and that was pretty much it. And you start, and it's like there's supposed to be this huge plot twist, like, oh my god, somebody's killing everybody in our little Polish underground society. But then it's sort of like, wait a minute, like 5 minutes into the story, you already know that it's like the twist is ruined. Like you can figure it out for yourself. From
what
like
was this?
The fucking Afterfall Insanity. It's just I could make an entire podcast about everything wrong with the game. And it's not that I don't like Poland or anything, because Poland is the reason we have fucking the Witcher.
Kielbasa sausages.
And sausages and the Witcher and all that shit. But it's
factions
just this was just goddamn horrible. Like
right,
it was just so bad.
What's your favorite game of this generation, Taco?
That one's harder to answer because there's been a lot of really good games. Does 3DS count as this generation?
Of course it does.
No, unfortunately.
If it came out between the years of 2006 and now, it's this generation.
Okay, well, I really like the shit out of that Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds thing. I personally love the shit out of that.
Are you doing that really cliche thing where people are asked to name what they thought the best game of a whole generation was, and they name one released last month?
Okay, so the whole generation, that's really fucking hard, because I'd have to go back through everything that I've played, and it's just like fuck, I'm gonna stand up here, I'm gonna go over to my little video game collection, and I can tell you one thing, it sure as shit isn't House of the Dead Overkill.
What's wrong with House of the Dead Overkill?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not a game of the year.
All right,
Jesus, yeah. Somebody else done? Go while I'm.
I'll
trying
go.
To, I look through my games and I try and find out what my favorite of these is.
Catsman says between 2006 and now, in which case I would kind of say Okami, but that was on the PS2, which is decidedly a last generation.
It's also
console.
On the Wii. Also, it was on the PS2 during this generation, so it's a generation game.
I don't
game.
Know.
If we'd been holding these awards this time last generation, we wouldn't have been able to put it on
well,
then.
Let's, okay,
yeah,
let's,
that's true.
Let's define it by platform instead of years, because...
No, because then I mean, you exclude all the best games.
God damn it.
I mean, yeah, if we can't too...
All right, there's that. I could go on about how good Okami is and how many things it does right that the Zelda game should really be taking notes on, but I won't.
I really do fucking love Okami. That game is amazing.
Yeah, I love the shit out of that game.
I love Okami too.
I have some weird pacing issues. Like, all of the games I really like from this generation, I admit, just have some very bizarre issues, but,
I can hear you, Takaman, Taco.
I mean, Takaman, are you okay?
Oh, shit, sorry, fucking, I'm just...
Can people
my fucking
stop
microphone is
moving
like,
around and typing stuff
really
in
loose.
Chat? It's really distracting.
My fucking thing is really loose, and it keeps like inching closer to my face. I think it wants to eat me. I'm not
all
sure.
Right. If we're strictly including games that are on current generation consoles, I'd say Dark Souls, which I know is kind of cliched, and a lot of people are probably going to say it, but...
Yeah, I was thinking of it.
I adore Dark Souls. I think... It really brought me out of my comfort zone. That's what I like about it the most.
Same here.
Least favorite game is something I played quite recently, called Anonymous Agony.
Really?
So I could talk about that now, or I could talk about it during the What Have You Been Playing segment.
Do it then.
Should I wait
but
until
doesn't
then?
Doesn't this count as the What Have You Been Playing segment?
Yeah, talk about it now.
Fuck the What Have You Been Playing segment.
All right.
No, stop saying that.
I need to talk about SMT, Mal.
You do not, Mal.
Yeah, I do.
But Mal, mention SMT one more time and I'm going to kick you out of the channel.
Should I talk about it now? Or, you know what? I'll talk about a good game during the What Have You Been Playing segment. I'll talk about Exoskeletons now. So, Anonymous Agony is a terrible, terrible RPG Maker visual novel where you play as an extremely unlikable character called Haze, who brutally murders pedophiles and feeds their corpses to dogs. Yeah, that happens. So, like, the first 30 minutes of the game is nothing but dialogue. Like, literally nothing but dialogue. Then it dumps you into a kind of open world. It's this city that has no logic behind its layout whatsoever, and you just walk around and talk to characters until the game arbitrarily decides that you can go home and experience another 30 minutes of dialogue.
Can I interrupt here for a second?
What?
The game was leaked, and I would like to add that I personally know the guy who leaked it hung out with him on several occasions.
Really?
In my apartment. Yes.
He seems like a cool guy who... He's
a fucking idiot.
Anything.
He's a fucking
really?
Idiot. Yes. And the only reason he leaked it is because he wasn't under any sort of contract.
He didn't leak it so that everyone could experience it for themselves.
No, he leaked it just because he thought it would be funny.
Well, it was pretty funny.
Fucking champion.
See, the thing that everyone knows about it is, of course, the Exoskeleton song, which during the open world segment, this song just plays over and over again on loop.
Repeatedly on loop.
Yeah.
So it's like
Check your Exoskeleton. Yeah, I'll send you a link to the song afterwards, Kat.
We should just have the song playing softly in the background.
It's not a visual novel I would like to add, because my friend who's actually messed with the engine a lot, there are scripts for combat in it and enemies in game.
Yeah, I've noticed. There's points where there would be combat. Like, there's this point where you go on this mission to rescue someone from some street punks, and you think, oh, it's going to be like some kind of stealth mission where I have to fight the street punks. And then, nope, the mission is just automatically over. You won, rescued the person from the street punks. You're done.
I just want to say something.
Are also fake loading screens.
Which, in another sense, can have actually been removed just because they're there as filler for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, I know. It's RPG Maker. There shouldn't be loading screens, but there are. And you can tell that they're not loading anything because you still get, like, gameplay notifications and stuff while they're happening. It's just, there are points where the game really, the plot at any rate, crosses over from, like, kind of awful and discomforting to outright what the hell was wrong with the person who made this, in particular the feeding the pedophile to the dogs thing. And then there's the part where
could have made that an interactive minigame
where you break into another pedophile's house and, like, force him to commit suicide with a pen and then, like, release all of the videos he's taken to the public.
That
and...
was uproariously hilarious.
Yeah.
And then there's the entire segments where you're an asshole to the neighbor who does nothing but try to be a friend with you.
Yeah, Craig the neighbor, just treat him like shit all the time.
I have a question.
For no reason.
How can your man find all these child abusers but not the police?
He goes on, like, chat rooms and stuff.
Okay.
Police don't do that.
He goes on chat rooms and pretends to be a little girl, which I can't complain about because I've done that on occasion.
Wow, that is creepy.
He wants to be the little girl, man.
Some people just want to be the little girl. It's just an innocent desire that they have. There's nothing wrong with that. I respect his desire.
Hey, guys, check this out. This 10-year-old girl is an FBI agent. Isn't that impressive?
P- people may be curious about it and may want to play it, don't. I'm the second person to stream it and play it on the GLA. The first person was a chap named Runt Kustler, who that was, I believe, the first and last game he ever streamed on the site. He has since left, never showed up again.
He was playing Trouble in Terrorist Town with me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
His name is now Pakistani Bat Monster.
All right.
That's a way better name.
Wait, who I zoned out? Who are you talking about?
Runt Kustler, you know,
the first guy who streamed the game.
I told him that his, I told him that his name was too rude, and I suggested to him that his name become Pakistani Bat Monster, and I think it's finally begun to stick.
this episode name is zoned out. That's the name.
Right, so he's okay. He's okay then. The game didn't break him.
No, I didn't think
I
so.
I thought it did.
No, the game the thing turned is, him in. No, the game just turned him into a Pakistani bat monster. Nothing bad.
I think his problem is he played it like over consecutive nights. Like, ooh, he played it several nights in a row, which I think might have been too much for him. Like, I've been pacing myself. I only stream it every one now and then. So.
It's like a lethal dose of it can kill you.
Yeah, I would imagine it can.
I imagine a lethal dose of anything is lethal.
It's actually... It's not as bad to play as it is to watch. It's actually worse to watch than to play somehow. Although I might just be desensitized to it at this point. Like, I felt really awful watching it, though.
Fun.
A lethal dose
fun
of
stuff.
Leon Footlong is lethal.
It's really not fun, Catsman. Catsman 2013. All right, who's next?
Okay, I actually kind of want to go back on my turn here and talk about the good game of the generation. And... I'm going to fucking pull a Jeff Keighley here and say there are a shitload of good games I've played. I can't really think of one off the top of my head. I liked the first Mass Effect game. That was fun. I have, you know, a number of hours on that, I guess. Is Twilight Princess this generation? Technically.
It was on the Wii.
It was on the Wii, Xbox, PS3, DS.
Okay, so then there was that. That was good. I liked that.
And PSP.
Is PS Vita account? PSP counts. Oh, right, shit. Fucking Peace Walker. I like Peace Walker a lot because I'm a Metal Gear slut, so...
I thought people hated that game.
Oh, I liked it. I fucking...
I really enjoyed
just about
Peace
100%
Walker as well.
I think the only thing, I've done is two or three challenges.
I just heard people didn't like it and call it Piss Walker.
Oh, well, that because it's funny to call it that, and also because it completely changed the formula on how the game is, and it was
that's true.
I think it was sort of the breaking point as to where it slipped from stealth game to stealth action, because Metal Gear Solid 4 was sort of kind of going in that direction. Portable Ops kind of went back on it a little, and then Peace Walker just sort of went full, this is where we're going, and you could pretty much see what Metal Gear Solid 5 was going to be like. And
is it going to be tactical espionage action?
It's going to be an old man running around beating the shit out of people and then sneaking away, pretty much, I think.
Taco, you were going to mention Twilight Princess, which I would like because a lot of people hate on that game, and I actually like a lot of things about it.
I know this sounds like really generic to say, but I do like a lot of the Legend of Zelda games. They're good fun. And they're memorable.
Yeah,
those
games
are awesome.
I like a lot of them too. I mean, I like a lot of parts of Skyward Sword. It's just I hate a lot of parts of Skyward Sword too.
There is only one good part, and it's the Ancient Cistern, and everything else is just shit.
I think there's a shit ton of good parts of that game, dude.
No, there isn't. You're imagining.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't. Ancient Cistern and the Last Temple was pretty good, and the rest is.
All right,
fucking,
we don't need to go into Zelda.
The story to Legend of Zelda is now a high school teen drama.
Maybe we
That's
should
fucking
get
brilliant.
To the next person.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought up Zelda. Let's move on.
Yeah, sorry.
We always end up arguing about Zelda.
Well, it's like one of the things that everyone has an opinion on.
Except
yeah, that's
me!
That's what I said several episodes
and
ago.
All
anyway,
opinions are
I'm going to say my favorite and least favorite because it takes like 5 seconds. My favorite is Super Mario Galaxy. My least favorite is Dragon Age 2. That's it.
Your least favorite is what?
Dragon Age 2.
That game's fucking terrible.
Oh god, I saw Wanwan's stream of that. That game is fucking terrible. And yeah, Super Mario Galaxy is an obvious choice. That's such a great game. It's just
good
in every regard.
Fuck, I want to play it again.
The music is fantastic. The levels are fantastic. The art's fantastic. The design's fantastic. Everything is fantastic.
Didn't Miyamoto say they're like considering doing more of them?
Maybe.
Yeah, they made a second one. It's close. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, just recently, because people were like, yeah, oh, they're abandoning Galaxy for 3D World, and Miyamoto's like, maybe not.
Like, maybe we'll make it, maybe we won't, maybe we like money, we probably don't, though.
I would let Miyamoto do whatever original ideas he desires.
I wish he had more freedom within Nintendo, because I've heard they really are tightly control a lot of what he does.
Really? I've heard the opposite. I've heard that he's a bit of a dictator.
That's what I've also heard as well.
I know that they don't let him talk about his hobbies in public in case someone decides to make a game out of them.
What?
That's pretty paranoid.
He's gone on record saying that, like, when I'm making a new game, I'm inspired by whatever my current hobby is. And he's not allowed to talk publicly about his hobbies now in case people steal his hobbies for ideas. Man.
Yeah, Pikmin originally came out of his gardening hobby, which is quite interesting.
No, it isn't.
Pikmin is interesting because those games are awesome.
Yes. I'm trying to think of what, like, we should go on and say what our favorite studio of the generation is, too. Like, after we go through everyone, though.
The one that's Platinum. Dead!
Platinum. Shit.
BioWare
was the funniest studio of the year.
BioWare from most entertaining studio.
No, I'm going to say Atlas for obvious reasons. I shouldn't have to explain.
I'm going
to
kick you out again now.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ, now you guys, seriously.
Shawnee, calm yourself, Shawnee.
He doesn't figure it out. Stop talking about. I will do it again, Mao.
No. Yeah, I'm going to say my favorite team would be From Software.
For me it's like From Soft or Platinum, because Hideki Kamiya is like my idol.
Yeah, From Software did Dark Souls, right?
Yeah, From Soft did Dark Souls.
And they also do fucking
Demon's Souls and Armored Core.
Yeah, because Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, Armored Core were some pretty solid games.
Yeah.
Dark Souls and Demon's Souls more, but I mean, you know.
I mean, I guess if you already said From Soft, I'll say Platinum. I think it seems like they have lost a bit, like, after leaving Capcom. They're probably in better shape than they would be if they were still Clover at Capcom currently, though.
The problem with Platinum is that their games just don't sell.
Well, yeah, Clover Curse, man.
So can I do my best and worst of the generation?
Go ahead.
Yep.
I would have to say my favorite game of the generation was Red Dead Redemption.
Good choice.
It set up a feel that, honestly, I haven't really felt in a game before. I like Westerns, I like Western games, but Red Dead Redemption just blew everything else out of the water.
What other Western games are there besides Red Dead Revolver?
Gun was pretty okay.
What's that one? Call of Juarez.
Oh, yeah.
Juarez.
Blows, in my opinion.
My favorite, like, free-roaming crime game was probably Sleeping Dogs. Thought that game was better than anything else.
I wish Sleeping Dogs is like the closest we've got to an open world cyberpunk crime game.
My only problem,
like, it's not cyberpunk,
dogs.
But
it's not cyberpunk at all. It just has neon lights in it.
It takes place in a very Asian city, so
is that what your
Asian definition
city
of cyberpunk is?
It's not
very
what my
Asian
definition. It's not what my definition is. But
so
most
what is Japan cyberpunk now?
Most cyberpunk is based off of
Neo Tokyo.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that, like,
got blowed up.
No one has done an open world cyberpunk crime game, which makes me sad.
Anyone here actually like read Neuromancer? I have. It was pretty cool.
I've read Neuromancer.
It's got space Rastafarians. It's pretty great.
We're talking about books now.
And
because
what's
you know,
your favorite
cyberpunk
book of the book generation?
The Snow Crash, of course.
That's next on my list. I really want to read that shit. Mal, remind me every 40 minutes.
Okay.
All right, and my least favorite game of the generation was Final Fantasy 13.
Fuck that game. That's a good choice.
What's because it's fucking terrible. In
but
every sense of the word.
All those good characters.
Go away,
Avatar.
Do people only like FF13 because they want to have sex with lightning?
With lightning's armpits.
Hexler loves that game, and I can probably say yes. That's why he likes it.
Or they want to take her Toblerones.
And in a single game, Square has managed to make virtually no gameplay, a story that is boring and stagnant for almost the entire game. Little to no strategy required. Just you sit there and you press a button repeatedly because the game will automatically do the rest of the fighting for you.
Are we playing Top Gun 2013?
Mind you, do you know how hard
it is to masturbate while playing a game, though? This is revolutionary, okay?
Maybe that was the idea.
Are we talking about Fantasy 13 now?
Yes, we are.
I was going to take that.
Yeah, but we're not talking about it anymore.
I'm pretty sure the whole
point
let's
stop. I think Happy Man had too much of hearing about a game he hates. So how about FF8 on Steam, Happy?
Fuck that game.
Did you buy it? Yeah.
It's not that. It's just we linger on really stupid shit way too long all the time in this podcast.
Are they going to put Final Fantasy 8 to Happy Man on it?
Oh my god.
Do you guys think they're going to put Final Fantasy 9
you're just
going to
waste your money because I'll never install it.
I hope so. 9 is
like,
good,
are these kind of like little HD touch-ups, or is it just a straight-up port?
They've actually made them worse than the original PS1 versions, because like the FF7 on PC, like they had shitty MIDI music instead of the original PlayStation music for some reason. So like it sounded awful. They patched it, but like for FF8, they've still got the shitty MIDI music, even after people complained about it with FF7, they patched it out. So
did you just go into the game files and replace the music yourself?
You can.
Yes, you can, but it's still...
And people have often just made packages that you can just download. They're usually directly on the Steam forums.
But it's still just, Square Enix.
Well, still, I mean, if... I can understand that being a negative point, but I mean, do they look any better? I mean, and if the music thing can be fixed, and if it's the same game, I mean...
Well, see, for Final Fantasy VII... They added achievements, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And they added
they updated the models themselves to look like better on higher resolutions, but they didn't upgrade the actual backdrops in which you walk on, so they're like really stretched and ugly.
Do they still have Popeye arms?
I don't think they upgraded the models. I think they've just got like much better. They've got better textures and like anti-aliasing and stuff now. I don't know. I don't think there's a point. It's just them re-releasing games I already own. Although if they do release a PC port of FF9, I will buy it, even though I already own FF9.
Yeah, but FF9 was never released on PC, so they can't just do an easy port.
Are they porting it from the original PC releases,
yes,
or is it
are.
From the?
Yes, it's the original PC releases.
Okay.
I mean, they still have the.
They still have what? Shawnee, you cut out.
Shawnee.
I think Square Enix killed Shawnee.
Oh, God! Shawnee!
Shawnee's dead!
Oh, no!
Oh, God, no.
Shawnee is dead.
Now you can't stop me talking about you-know-what.
That's the first thing you think about! Shawnee dies, and immediately you think about talking about SMD now! You're a terrible person!
I actually
Shawnee's fucking wake, and he'll be there, like, hey, SMT, yeah.
I actually find it way more annoying that Mao talks about how he never can talk about SMT than talking about SMT itself.
Okay, guys, can I go next?
Yes.
Am I dead?
Next topic, please. Yeah. I was going to cut this crap out anyway.
My favorite game, I'd like to say it was Dark Souls, but I think I enjoyed Civilization 5 more. I think it was a really solid game.
The
game
choice. Awesome.
Yeah.
I put many hours in it, and it was good. We should play it more, I think.
We should. Too bad.
No, fuck that netcode.
But it gets so fun!
Worst fucking netcode. You can barely even get into a lobby with 3 people, and you play the game for like 2 turns, and you're already desynchronized. And if you have any kind of third-party tool, like Hamachi or Game Ranger running, then it fucking just doesn't work at all. And
what
it doesn't let you play
it
with Hamachi
about?
Or Game Ranger.
Even though that was the only way to
make Civilization 4 even vaguely playable.
But maybe it's fixed by now.
Is Firaxis just terrible with netcode? Because I heard in XCOM it's pretty bad too.
I think most developers are pretty good. Pretty bad at making netcode, because I seem to be having lots of problems with many games multiplayers these days.
Yeah. I didn't like the online that it's in Unreal Engine 3 either.
Well, I know,
to
like
be honest.
With Dark Souls, a lot of people blame the fact that it's peer to peer rather than server based on like the latency and stuff. And I will admit that's probably a problem. But I think you play Demon's Souls; it had that too. I think it's a mixture of the peer-to-peer and just poor netcode. So a lot of people
Dragon's
just
Crown also has some pretty shit netcode, to be honest. I desynchronized with people a whole lot, and
I wonder if it's part of it is PSN as well.
I would not deny that. PSN has been a little spotty, to be honest. It's freer. It was on the PSN.
Yeah.
Another game that I've been enjoying lately has been Path of Exile, and it has such a horrible netcode. It just unsynchronizes so much. it's just horrible, but it's still a fun game, but goddamn.
What's your worst game, then?
My worst game, it's probably Fear 3. It was, I didn't like it at all. It was horrible.
I stopped after 2, I'm gonna be honest.
I bought three, so I can co-op it with my friend, but we never did it.
If only the developers felt the same way, stopping after 2.
It's like, you can see things jump the shark. You shouldn't keep going after you know you've jumped the shark. That's ridiculous.
Well, then they try and fix it, and I feel like when they jump the shark and then try and fix it, they have a tendency to overcorrect sometimes. I mean, just developers in general. It seems to happen.
Can I butt in with my worst game?
Go ahead.
Because
as you know, I've played a lot of really awful games this generation. Stuff like
Is your worst game 12 Ways to Kill a Dog?
12 Ways to Kill a Dog, which was released in 2004, which makes it last gen, I should remind
That's
you.
That's true, actually.
But 2004 was a very good year
Never
for games.
Never forget.
I played
It had like thousands of games from this amazing developer called Rob Welch.
Yeah. I've played a lot of immensely shitty games, and Bad Rats is definitely up there. Tommy Tronic, all the Odyssey through shite games. A lot of these which I've streamed, but my worst game has to go to Borderlands.
Ooh.
I have never hated a single game more than Borderlands. Everything about that game is literally insipid. From the moment you get in, everything is obnoxious. The art is tacked on and weird, and the cell shading style is bad. They've got all the line thicknesses really wrong. It doesn't look good. It looks like it was a weird filter, like a Photoshop filter applied at the last minute. The gameplay is excruciatingly dull and basically amounts to going from point A to point B and collecting things over and over and over. The weapons feel like shit. Most of the weapons that get dropped are utterly useless and just end up being vendor trash. The NPCs are all excruciatingly annoying and have irritating voices and have irritating dialogue. And Gearbox clearly thinks they're the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, the fact that a Borderlands character won an award for best character on the VGA should tell you a lot about how bad the characters are.
Was it the robot?
Yes, it was. Yeah. He is statistically the worst character, too.
Well, he was up against the guy from Call of Duty, the guy from Halo, and the guy from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
And so, Claptrap was the only character in the best character category.
Didn't they have someone from the Walking Dead game on there,
no,
too?
No, not for best character.
Oh,
why the fuck wasn't
that's
we
bullshit.
Up there?
Probably because it won, like, Game of the Year already.
Indie Game of the Year, yeah.
No, it won Game of the Year last year, remember?
Oh, it's
Telltale,
yeah,
was an
that's
indie
right.
studio?
Yeah, I think they did. I don't know. That was an awful thing. I blocked most of it out.
So, I mean, the thing about Borderlands is that it had a lot of potential to be really good.
Don't
like,
forget
you saw
the
trailers and the early gameplay footage, and you fucking, like, the promise of, like, randomly generated weapons like Diablo 2. Like, everyone knows here that I am a fucking huge fan of Diablo 2. I've beaten the game, like twice over, plus once in Median XL. It's a fucking lovely game. And it's such a disappointment to see such a great concept ruined by incompetence by developers on every level.
In fact, on
my Steam profile, I now have my own special little folder called Shit, and it's just got Borderlands in it.
Not any of the other awful games you played with.
No,
just
Borderlands. Just Borderlands has that on.
There's a little special place in Robert Welch's hell just for Borderlands.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget the art style was blatantly stolen from some short film, remember?
Yeah.
Like, we did a whole feature from that.
GYP did an article on that, about how the art was just, like, plagiarized. Pretty bad.
Gearbox is actually one of the worst. They may not be the worst, but they're up there. I mean, you know, the Duke Nukem fiasco. Then there was Aliens Colonial Marines, but people still like them for some reason.
Because
of Borderlands. They have
literally produced three of the worst games of this generation. And they make up all these excuses, like, oh, Alien Colonial Marines wasn't our fault. We had lots of deadlines, you know, it was, you know, we had too many other things to work on.
We didn't have any funding.
We didn't, we farmed it out to this studio, so it's their fault, even though it was us who decided to farm it out.
We didn't have any funding. We spent all the funding on Borderlands instead
of Obsidian being... made Fallout New Vegas in 1 year with no funding.
Yeah.
And New Vegas was shit.
No, it's awesome.
Fuck you, Juju.
That's an unpopular opinion.
Yes, it is.
If it wasn't for Super Mario Galaxy, then New Vegas would be my game of the generation, dude.
I think Moella deafened himself to save himself from this podcast.
That's a good idea, I think.
Anyway,
yes.
Fuck Gearbox. Randy Pitchford is a huge asshole.
So can I talk about my favorite and worst?
Yes, please, you can.
Go on.
Well, my favorite game of the last year's generation is Dark Souls, but everybody's already said that, so I'm going to say Rock Band 3.
Rock Band.
What? Get out. Go.
Shawnee, what's wrong with you?
Shawnee.
Oh, go. Shawnee, that's not acceptable.
I used to think you were cool.
No, you know what that is? No, that game's awesome, actually.
The reason why... grab on this shit.
Hey, the reason why me and Happy Man are friends is via Rock Band, so...
Really?
Yeah.
The only reason he's here, so if you hate Shawnee, you can tell me to go fuck myself.
Happy Man, I hate Shawnee.
It's a fun little drunk party game.
I mean, if Shawnee wasn't here, then Mal could talk about SMT. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that doesn't stop me.
Yes, it will.
Well, Shawnee's the one willing to kick me.
You know, anyone can be banned from the podcasting room now.
Yeah, but Mal doesn't have balls enough to do that to me.
Mal, that's a challenge I've ever heard.
I don't want to disrupt this podcast any more than I already have.
Okay, so try and talk about SMT.
So, Shawnee, what's the worst game?
Oh, that's Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's next?
It's you, Mal.
Well, I'm not actually going to say an SMT game. Because
SMT4 is still not in Europe.
Yeah.
Fuck Atlas!
Well, that would be this generation, not last generation game, actually. I think I'm going to say Devil May Cry 4, actually. I just really like all like the mechanics and shit in that game, the styles. But like when you do really, really well, you just feel so damn good. It's great. Worst game I played is easy, because I don't play many games that I find bad. So the one that I did play in last generation that was bad is the Turok remake, 2008.
Oh, so, yeah, yeah. That game.
Yeah, so that one wins.
I think a lot of just the really awful games from like from 2007 to about 2010 or so, people have just kind of blocked out because it happened a while ago.
I bought it because it had dinosaurs in it.
Good job, Mal.
Uh-huh.
Well, also when you came out, you would have been like how old? 13?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah, I bought it when I was I was a bit younger than I was. I'm 17 now, but yeah, I was younger. And because I played the Turok Evolution when I was even younger, and my young mind loved all the gore, the dinosaurs, all that shit. I can't make a judgment whether it was a good game now because I was young when I played it. But so I got the Turok remake, and yeah, I was just like, no, is this okay? It's an okay game. I kept telling myself, but I was wrong.
It's still good.
Yeah.
I think the game that disappointed me the most this generation was BioShock Infinite.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, I remember just seeing those first trailers and that probably fake gameplay footage from back in 2010, and I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be great.
I'm pretty sure that existed, and the whole game just got completely, like, retooled 6 months before it was finally released, and they built a completely different game out of the same assets that they were using.
That just seems bizarre, because
I don't see why they would do such a thing.
That was some good footage, but, well, like...
I would hate to be the developer of BioShock and make a new game and feel like I was just retreading the same ground but slightly different theme. And at the same time, I would also not like to release a shit game.
Well, unfortunately,
and then he ended up releasing a Tangled-style Half-Life game.
Wait a minute, that card.
What?
Wait a minute, that card.
Slow down
the audio.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're talking about some YouTube video about BioShock.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's this. It's a YouTube video. I've posted a link.
I'm gonna link it for now.
It's like making players feel like they've solved a puzzle when they didn't do shit.
Oh, you did already.
And it makes fun of Adam Sessler, which is always a good thing.
I'm gonna deafen myself for this duration of this thing. Hold on.
Hey, while Mao's deafened, let's talk shit about Mao.
That was my idea exactly.
No, it was mine first.
Oh.
I don't actually have any shit to talk about him. He's quite nice.
Finally, a smart game for smart gamers.
I just want to talk about how I'd like to bury myself balls deep in Mao.
Please, no.
Only if we get pictures.
Alright. Can I talk about my best game of the generation? Because I haven't said that yet, I realize.
No, of course you went straight to the one you hated.
My hate for a game I hate is stronger than my love of a game I love. But my most loved game of this generation is a game from last generation, because fuck you, it's Mother 3.
Yeah.
Mother 3 would be mine too, but Game Boy Advance is like last gen.
But the European localization was released in what, like 2009 or something?
In 2006 for the Game Boy Advance, which belongs to the GameCube and PS2 generation.
The Game Boy Advance was in 2006, and it actually came out significantly after the launch of the original of the Xbox 360, which puts it in this generation.
Oh, well, you know what? If you're going to do that, I'm going to gush
console
about
generation
a little
isn't
bit.
Year,
then.
Though. It's what consoles it is.
Yeah, but this isn't a console generation, because we're including PC.
Okami came out on the Wii and PS3, so I'm going to gush about that a little then.
Okay.
You know, I wish more people would pay attention to how the fact that you can use all of your abilities with the brush, like, completely negates the need for an inventory screen, which makes the game a lot smoother.
Yeah.
But almost no one pays attention to that.
That video was pretty funny. What game are you talking about?
Brush? Okami, because Katsuman decided that he could mention Mother 3, which
is... Should I play Okami? Okami.
Yeah, you should. Do you like Platinum games? Because I can't help the feeling like they peaked at this game when they weren't called Platinum.
Now, get the PS3 version. The PS3 version is the best.
Like, how about PSN?
What?
Why not the Wii version?
I don't
have the Wii version.
The Wii
fucking
controls
garbage.
Really fucking... It has the worst point of controls of any Wii game I've ever played. It doesn't bring down the quality of Okami substantially, but it's not a good port.
I think the brush you get used to, what's worse is the combat with the Wii version.
They're both awful. I could never handle drawing a circle in the Wii version of Okami, because you have to draw like a ridiculously like tall circle. And it would come out as regular size, and if you drew like a normal circle, it came out as like squashed. And then, you flick the Wii remote to attack, and it's kind of like it's not very sensitive. And to do Okami's combat, of course, you have to tap buttons at specific times to get combos, and so it really, really doesn't work. And then,
the rosary unviable, because that's the one where you can just like. Flail around.
Yeah, that's the one I ended up using. And then to dodge, you have to shake the nunchuck, which sounds like a good idea, but it's really weird and in practice it doesn't work.
The nunchuck just doesn't have a very good accelerometer, because it's not meant to be used that much. But Capcom, not Capcom, it was kind of Capcom's fault. They had that, what's their name? Ready at Dawn studio.
Also, Capcom had them remove the credits from the game.
Because
they were so mad about, like, you know, all the talented people at Clover going
off
and
forming their own studio.
That's what Capcom does when people leave. They just spite them. Like, they did that with Inafune too, didn't they?
Five-year-olds of the fucking video game industry.
That's basically what happened to Mega Man.
And pretty much everything Clover ever did.
The story pacing in Okami is kind of weird, because it seems like the story's right about to end several times.
Oh, I love that.
Within the first few hours, it seems like you're fighting the final boss, but it's not the final boss, even though it's been hyped up to be the final boss
since the start. Fishhead's gone.
It's not a huge spoiler, Mao.
I'm not going to really spoil anything.
Mao, I can kick you out if you don't want to get spoiled.
Then there's when it seems like you're going to fight the final boss again, and it's getting hyped up as the final boss, probably because the game... actually refers to it as the Dark Lord, even though it's not the final boss at all.
So it's like Persona 4.
Except actually good.
Basically, if Okami were a modern game, they would have...
You know what other game did that twist pretty damn well, too?
What?
Kid Icarus Uprising.
Kid Icarus is a good game. I should replay
It's a
Kid
good
Icarus.
Fucking game.
Why did you sound so insincere when you said that, Shorty?
I don't know. I got surprised. I forgot about that game.
My favorite thing about Okami, though, is just all the side characters that have so much personality. Like, especially what's the bird that's trying to set itself on fire?
That, like, Happy Man's favorite character.
Yeah.
The little bird he's so, like, distraught that the hot spring is running out of water that he tries to burn himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's tried to, like, sacrifice parts of his own body to fire to bring back the water to the well.
And then there's the Sparrow Mafia.
Oh, God, yes.
The sensei dude who's, like, he seems just like this chill old man, but then when he actually wants to train you, his head spins 180 degrees and he gets all intense.
I love it. And I love that
they all have their own theme tunes as well that play.
Yeah.
Like, even minor characters that had, like, five lines of dialogue had,
that
like,
is
an orchestrated theme tune.
Is when characters in games have their own theme, like in Cave Story with Balrog.
Ninetales is the best boss.
Ninetales is good, yeah.
Don't spoil it if Mao actually wants to play it, because the... Nothing, Mao.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but Yami is the best boss. Everyone knows that.
Yami's a pretty cool boss, too. I think Uruki is kind of my least favorite, even though I don't think it's that bad, just because you fight it three times. Uruki, yeah. Because the game makes you fight it three times, because... Hideki Kamiya and his love of making you fight bosses repeatedly.
How many heads does it have?
Eight.
Three. Oh. He had three heads in Wonderful 101.
Well, that's silly.
Yeah, he has eight heads in Okami, and they all have a different theme.
Really? Awesome.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Like, one's like the electricity head, and one's like the pestilence head.
Oh, I thought you
head.
Meant theme as in, like, music.
No.
Okay.
One's the music head.
He's like a demon dragon that's like a spitting piece of
heads. Roach.
And he has... What does he have on his back? He has like a little...
He's got like a little temple on his back.
Yeah, he has a temple on his back.
Now you're getting me hyped.
It's a cool-ass game.
You will love this game now.
And if you don't, I'll disown you forever. And you'll have to live on the streets.
Right, is there a PS2... Wait, so is there a PS3 version of
that? There is originally the PS2 version. There's the HD re-release, which is the definitive version of the game.
You know
on
what?
PSN.
After this podcast, I'm going to go buy Okami HD and replay it.
Oh, I imported it from Japan.
After this
so
podcast,
I'm going to
go
copy.
Get Super Mario Galaxy from my shop and replay it.
Are you going to stream it?
No, fuck that.
I'm streaming
Mario
Galaxy too.
Yeah,
I've got that in progress.
Games.
There's also a sequel to Okami on the DS. It's very forgettable and not worth mentioning.
You play as a cute little puppy.
But it's not very good, and it just retreads all the same ground the
first
one did.
Basically like Okami Hawaii edition.
Okami.
But you're a puppy.
It had some good moments, but it's really kind of
forgettable. Like when you can draw penises on people's faces.
Oh yeah.
Soul!
Done. I'm getting it. I am so sold on that.
Also, the Yami boss from the first game is featured in Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Is he?
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the final boss of the arcade mode.
Cool.
And he has like three forms,
each
with individual health bars.
Gotta have multiple forms.
Yeah.
So anyway, does anyone else have favorite games that they've or least favorite? Because you know that'd be nice.
I do. My favorite game, at least this year, is Wonderful 101.
What about this generation?
I'd probably have to say that, too, because if it weren't for that game, I'd probably say Bayonetta, and Wonderful 1 completely tops it.
But Pyroka, Wonderful 1 is not the last generation, that's what we're saying. Our favorite games are the last
generation.
So I guess it's Bayonetta?
Bayonetta.
Yes,
Bayonetta.
I'm going to let him have one. If I can have fucking Mother 3, which came out on the Game Boy Advance in 2009, then he can have fucking Wonderful 101, because it came out this year. I don't give a shit.
And what's his name picked the 3DS game anyhow, so it's all fair play.
I guess it'd be tied with Kid Icarus Uprising, too. That game was phenomenal.
Is the PS Vita last gen or current gen?
Current gen.
I don't know why people keep saying that, because I've
because it has
a...
no games.
No,
it has a
that's
platformer
not even,
game
don't even
that
fucking
I really want
say
to
that
play.
Anymore. You know what?
Just... Is it, what's it? Gravity Rush? Catsman?
That is such a fucking dead joke, the whole no games shit. That
but
is
then when games do come out,
no,
nobody
it's not fucking
wants
fucking
them.
True. It is a
Tear
stupid
away.
Fucking joke.
No, yeah. It's already joke. Bargain bin
it's
crisis.
It's a fucking
after
joke,
a,
Sean.
Less than a month.
It is.
I wish
you're
people
a
would,
fucking joke.
I wish people Your would stop making joke. It about. Shut
she
up,
is.
Johnny.
She's French. I make fun of her about that a lot. Trust me.
But
anyways,
isn't Shawnee from Africa?
Whatever then.
Africa.
I hate everybody equal.
That
is
I
the
really
one joke.
Want to play Tearaway. That looks like
that
a
is
legit
the one
good
joke
game.
That is deader than this gave me some movie.
Yeah, I know you hate that.
Oh, scoops. Did you guys fucking see that picture I posted of a Twitch admin shutting down or attempting to shut down a Metal Gear Solid 4 stream because he honest to God thought it was a movie?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That
he
was
came
fucking
to the stream
hilarious.
And says, streamer, we stream only video game related content. You need to stop this movie right now because it is not a video game. And people thought he was joking. He's like, this is not a video game. You need to stop.
What are the chances?
Are you
that
sure
guy
he wasn't just being an asshole?
He was not just being an asshole.
Yeah,
he was
dead
legit serious.
Mistaken. He sat in there and asked to see a button prompt.
He was like, I need to see a button
okay,
prompt.
Okay, well,
I need
just
you to
knowing
this
Twitch
is a video
admins.
Game. Twitch admins. Twitch just knows who to fucking, you know, take in, huh? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. My name is Katzman, and wait, no, that's the intro. Fucking hell.
I thought you were
done this somehow.
I thought it was Happy Man who couldn't do the outro.
No, I couldn't do it for the longest time, and then when Happy Man started hosting, he couldn't do it either, so I knew it wasn't just something specific to me. Anyway, that's the end of the podcast. Go to gatheryourparty.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the podcast. Sorry, Juju.